This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hand off to Singletary. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Wow. Mozzie Smith at the point of attack drove him back.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Mesquite. If you want to come on out and see us, they are open, I assure you. And right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Dallas Cowboys former safety destroyer of T.O. and NCAA champion. It is George T. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for allowing me to spend a little bit of time with you guys.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely, especially since I know you're probably on edge getting ready for tomorrow's game against Georgia. How much of your attention is focused on the Cowboys right now versus the Georgia Bulldogs?
Well, I was super worried about the Dallas Cowboys, and I don't want to be stressed that much going into my weekend, so I'm trying not to have that much attention there. I am focusing on this Alabama-Georgia game, so I think I'm more worried about the Cowboys, though, honestly, because I don't know. I think we've got some things we still need to work on.
So like in a game like last night then, because people are obviously, as you can guess, pretty split with the group of, hey, you won on the road, you won up against a divisional team, which all of those things are absolutely true, versus the people who are like, I feel like you barely won against an inferior opponent. Like, how do you balance those feelings out with reality?
Well, I think as a player, I don't even know which hat I need to put on, guys, right? So I've been a coach, and you know when you're supposed to beat teams and you beat them, do you really feel good about it because you beat up on the school that's a whole lot smaller than you and not as good? Hey, we got to win. Win is a win. I don't necessarily believe that, particularly when you have some issues and some struggles. You know, still didn't figure out how to run the ball effectively, in my opinion. That's a problem. Doesn't matter who you play, you got to establish something. Your quarterback looked good, throw some great passes and, you know, making some things happen. Okay, you feel good about that, but I think who you play makes a big difference. So as a fan, which I am, I'm glad we got the win, but as an analyst and as a player, I don't think it's that great of a win, considering we're still not where we need to be yet.
Well, then I guess that next part of it is over the next 10 days, as you got this mini bye here, coaches and players-wise, what do they have to do? As a coach, you got to run in there and be like, look, I'm not letting you guys off the hook. I'm going to work you all week even harder. And do the players have to be like, you know what, I accept that. Is that kind of the approach you have to take in the locker room?
That's what you want, that you're not there, and you hope that the players react to that. You know, you got to have a coach to be able to motivate and make sure the guys know exactly where you're going and what you're trying to do. I'm hearing the right words that maybe that's happening and it doesn't look like punishment, like we're not there or something. But if your ultimate goal is try to win a Super Bowl or get farther in the playoffs, you know, you have to do these things. You have to take that extra time. You got to go get a little extra treatment. You got to run a couple extra routes. You got to hit the weights a little bit harder. And someone needs to call in and say, hey, man, everybody need to be here this extra day or two. You know, we need to be 100% focused because, you know, going out to Pittsburgh and trying to play them regardless of what you think about the quarterback situation and all this other stuff, not going to be an easy game to win. So they do need to pull together this long week.
They had they were better at stopping the run. 1.1, 26 total yards. They were better at it last night. But then, you know, you do have Malik Nabers finding spots right behind the linebackers and doing that. Is that just kind of the give and take of it? Is, look, we're going to do this? Or can they meld those two together at some point this year?
No, I think you can meld it together at some point. When you got Devin Singletary running the ball and you hold him, that is fantastic. It doesn't matter. He's a good running back, right? They're all good. But it's not the same rushing attack of the Baltimore Ravens. Or maybe even the Pittsburgh Steelers, or the people that were going to play down the line. So, you know, we got to be focused on that. But at the same time, you got a lot of guys that, you know, what I like about the pass pieces, yeah, he had a lot of catches and maybe a lot of yards, but didn't get in the end zone. And that's the ultimate thing that you can sit back and say, hey, we didn't give up any touchdowns, so that's a big win.
Talking with George Teague right here on 105 through the Fan. Now, we heard a lot of discussion before this game about sticking to your assignments on defense, playing in unison. I'm curious, what does that look like out there on the field? And, like, are you aware of all the assignments for the people around you? Like, can you be on your assignment but also be like, oh, crap, that person doesn't have their guy?
100%. I've been in that a lot of times where I've been at fault for TV or something else because I actually had to cover up someone. And it looks like, George Teague didn't know what he was doing. He's wide open over there. But that's not the case. So we're smart enough to know what supposed people do. And it really comes into play up front probably more than anything else when a defensive lineman is out of his gap and the linebacker has to make him right. You know, those are the things that most people don't see. Or maybe the linebacker isn't where he's supposed to be. Or the safety knows the corner is a little off. So it's super important to have each other back to be able to do that and be able to talk about that without the level of frustration of saying, hey, man, you don't know what the heck you're doing. You know, it's just, come on, let's get it right. Because if you do your job right, I can do mine even better.
You know, the other thing too, I was looking at grades this morning, and I know grades can be here and there, but Mozzie Smith had the best defensive grade last night. How important is what he has to do to the entire defense? Because it feels like what he does sets up everybody else.
Well, I was about to say a lot of pressure on him when I say that. He's very critical to what Coach Zimmer needs to do with this defense. You know, he has to demand some double teams. Got to play those. You don't have to make every tackle. Now, he was flying around, getting after it. I was glad to see that because I didn't know how his year was going to be after watching him early on from camp until now. So, you know, if you can get two interior guys to continue to free up Eric Kendricks and Overshown, man, this defense can be light out. But it's going to take two defensive tackles, not just Mozzie. Glad that he played better, but we need both guys to be super strong and have a presence in the interior of the line.
Man, we know you're on a tight schedule. Appreciate the time very much, good sir, and best of luck to your boys tomorrow.
Yes, go Cowboys and roll Tide.